This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Political ads are ramping up as campaign season kicks into high gear, and special interests are trying to get their candidates elected any way they can. Colorado's U.S. Senate race is widely seen as one of the most competitive in the country. And while energy is a key political issue here, the campaign ads overwhelming the airwaves often gloss over the topic, even if energy interests are behind the ads. Inside Energy reporter Dan Boyce and Katie Kuntz with Rocky Mountain PBS iNews have the story.
The wind industry is not just a source of energy for Colorado. It's a source of jobs.
Listening to this TV ad, it's pretty clear what's going on.
Senator Udall has been a champion for wind energy here in Colorado.
It's an ad from the American Wind Energy Association saying we like Democratic Senator Mark Udall. But this one?
And the Keystone Pipeline will create thousands of high-paying jobs.
From the American Energy Alliance?
But Senator Mark Udall is siding with Washington lobbyists and special interests.
We don't like Mark Udall so much. These are political ads from energy groups about energy issues. These are not the big spenders in this campaign. That's other groups. And with these bigger players, the energy message is not that clear. Katie Kuntz, you've been reporting on this tactic. Tell us what's going on.
Dan, the four largest television stations just in the city of Denver are reporting $20.8 million in ad revenue this election season. Not from the candidates' campaigns, but from political groups that are legally unaffiliated. And that's just for the Senate race between incumbent Mark Udall and Republican challenger Cory Gardner.
And these ads from outside groups, instead of talking about energy issues, which are at the core of many of these groups' agendas, we often hear about completely different issues, more polarizing ones.
He thinks he knows better.
Here's one attacking Republican challenger Cory Gardner from Next Gen Climate Action.
And the scientists, NASA, and the U.S. military on climate change.
Starts with climate change, but only for about 8 seconds.
He led an 8-year crusade that'd outlaw birth control and make abortion a felony crime.
And then the ad begins criticizing Representative Gardner over issues that have nothing to do with global warming. Next Gen Climate Action is founded by billionaire environmentalist Tom Steyer. They are very clear as an organization what they want, bold action on climate change.
But you'd never know that from the ad. So what's the incentive not to focus on that?
Well, that's deliberate. Denver political analyst and pollster Floyd Cerulli says energy just doesn't move voters that much.
So we're seeing a just tremendous amount of advertising just around one theme, reproductive rights, because of our belief and their belief, the campaign's belief, that it's persuasive.
Persuasive hot-button issues bring people to the polls. They get undecided voters fired up in a way that energy issues don't, according to his research. Liberal ads talk about candidates' stance opposing access to abortion or birth control. For conservatives, it's Obamacare.
Tell Senator Udall, stop covering up for Obamacare. Coloradans deserve the truth.
This comes from Americans for Prosperity, one of the country's most famous political action committees and political nonprofits. This group has already spent more than $600,000 on ads in Denver this year, again, just in the Senate race.
Founded by the Koch brothers, right? The conservative oil and gas billionaires?
Yes, that's right. And the Koch brothers are linked to a number of other nonprofit groups who altogether have produced over 40,000 political ads nationwide this election season. That's according to a new report from the Center for Public Integrity. The Koch brothers made their fortunes in natural gas, coal, and oil, and they are spending millions lobbying Congress on energy issues this year.
Political ad spending continues to soar throughout the United States, but especially in states like Colorado, where the race is a dead heat.
The money would turn off here in a minute if it looked like either the Democrats or the Republicans were consistently ahead. You would see the money just disappear.
Right now, the only goal for campaign donors is to win, and they'll use any tool at their disposal.
Even if the tactics may not align with their true policy interests. For Inside Energy, I'm Dan Boyce.
And I'm Katie Kuntz with Rocky Mountain PBS iNews.
Inside Energy is a collaboration of KUNC and other public media stations in Colorado, Wyoming, and North Dakota. Find more stories at KUNC.org.